This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges private sector to bring concrete proposal for reopening Sikh industries. Petrol and kerosene distribution by pipeline begins from Amlikganj Depot. Pipeline to eliminate previously incurred costs and technical losses. Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index ranks Nepal in 107th with 34 points. Denmark becomes world's least corrupt country. And Israel places relentless action to return hostages as Hamas suspends release of Israeli captives. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called on the private sector to present a concrete proposal for reopening Sikh industries through a partnership model. During a meeting of the Commerce Industry Promotion Dialogue Council at the Prime Minister's office today, Prime Minister Oli assured that the government would amend relevant laws to create a favorable environment for partnerships. He also emphasized the government's commitment to supporting the private sector for economic prosperity. The Prime Minister further directed concerned agencies to take strict action against any irregularities in customs and revenue. The meeting also reviewed the government's efforts for economic and administrative reforms, including amendments to 29 laws through ordinances, their positive impacts, and progress in development projects, startups, and trade facilitation. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has officially begun distributing petrol and kerosene through the pipeline from the Amlikganj depot. Previously, only diesel was distributed through the pipeline. Pralankar Acharya, head of NOC's Amlikganj office, confirmed that 7 tankers of petrol were sent to Pokhara and 10 tankers were sent to Biratnagar on Monday. Acharya highlighted that the pipeline will eliminate the cost and technical losses previously incurred from transporting fuel via tankers. The Nepal-India cross-border petroleum pipeline project was inaugurated in September 2019 with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi officially launching it. Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index ranks Nepal in 107th with 34 points among the 180 countries surveyed. A press statement issued today by the Transparency International Nepal reads that as per the Corruption Perception Index, Nepal ranked 107th. Meanwhile, Denmark has been recognized as the least corrupt country in the world, while South Sudan remains the most corrupt country. Similarly, among the South Asian countries, Bhutan becomes the least corrupt country with 72 points, while Afghanistan comes out with lowest point at 17. Lawmakers during today's zero hour of the House of Representatives have raised several pressing public concerns, urging the government to take action. The lawmakers highlighted the growing risk of wildlife, frequent road accidents, fire incidents, and rising corruption cases in the country. They also expressed concern over the increasing attacks by wildlife and the damage caused to farmers' crops. They also stressed the need for government ministers to publicly disclose their property details. Meanwhile, lawmakers have emphasized the need for constructing wildlife-friendly infrastructure. During today's meeting of the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee of the National Assembly, the lawmakers discussed issues related to national parks and called for the development of infrastructure compatible with wildlife. Committee Chair Maya Prasad Sarma stated that only need-based infrastructure should be built inside national parks. A meeting of the Federalism, Enablement and National Concern Committee under the National Assembly has discussed the rising prices of food and construction materials, including cement. During the meeting, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari attributed the hike in cement prices partly to load shedding. However, lawmakers urged the minister to raise the issue with the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation for further discussion. President Ramchandra Porwal has appointed Nepali resident ambassador to Thailand, Dhanbahadur Oli, as non-resident ambassador to Lao People's Democratic Republic. According to the Office of the President, the appointment was made today on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ टु रिमेनिङ न्यूज काठमाडौँ मेट्रोपोलिटन सिटी हेज इन्ट्रोड्युस्ड अन डिमान्ड पेडेस्ट्रियन क्रसिङ्स एट 36 लोकेसन्स टु इनहान्स पेडेस्ट्रियन सेफ्टी The Pelican system, first launched in Babarmahal, has now been expanded to several other areas during this fiscal year. According to Jagatman Swester, Traffic Management Advisor at the Kathmandu Metropolitan City Office, while the system is set up at 36 locations, it is currently operational at 13 places. He added that technical work is ongoing to activate the system at the remaining sites. Key areas like Tamil, Maharajganj, Naksal, Balwatar, Gosala, Exhibition Road, Bagbazar and Tahachal now feature this new system. The Pelican system works by allowing pedestrians to activate a green signal at zebra crossings with the press of a button. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas has said it will delay the release of more Israeli captives planned for Saturday until further notice, accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, Hamas armed wing in a statement issued on Monday said the captives will remain in place until the occupying entity complies with past obligations and compensates retroactively. The announcement has raised fears that the ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel will not hold. Meanwhile, according to the BBC, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has placed relentless action to return hostages being held in Gaza. It comes as US President Donald Trump says Israel should cancel the ceasefire and let hell break out if Hamas does not release all remaining hostages by midday on Saturday. The two sides have carried out 5 swaps since the truce went into effect last month, freeing 21 hostages and more than 730 Palestinian prisoners. The World Health Organization on Tuesday launched a new platform providing cost-free cancer medicines for thousands of children living in low- and middle-income countries in a bid to improve lagging survival rates. AFP News Agency cited the WHO as saying the first medicines were being delivered to Mongolia and Uzbekistan, with further shipments planned for Nepal, Ecuador, Jordan and Zambia as part of the project's pilot phase. The treatments are expected to raise around 5,000 children with cancer this year across at least 30 hospitals in those 6 nations. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Madhis, Lumbini and Sudurpassim provinces. The weather will remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy with a possibility of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. It will be mainly fair in the Terai region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges private sector to bring concrete proposal for reopening Sikh industries. Petrol and kerosene distribution via pipeline begins from Amlikganj Depot. pipeline to eliminate previously incurred cost and technical losses. Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index ranks Nepal in 107th with 34 points. Denmark becomes world's least corrupt country. And Israel pledges relentless action to return hostages as Hamas suspends release of Israeli captives. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read and About for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readinepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.